Jeremy Bradley here, back in Dawson City, really enjoying Discovery Days. I mean, that's why we're here. We've taken in so many awesome experiences. We've gone on the land, we've gone up high, almost into the sky, and now we're on the water on the Klondike Spirit, and we're here with Brad Whitelaw. You know, this is just an amazing boat cruise. This is the sixth one today. You have people coming all day from all over. We've had a great dinner, the sights, we've seen a shipwreck. What else can people see when they come on the cruise?
Well, even tonight we saw a moose swimming across there. Often there's wildlife. We catch bears swimming across and climbing up. Eagles, salmon when they're running real well, they'll be jumping. Yeah, there's lots of wildlife as well.
Yeah, and great food. And then, of course, there's also an interpreter who's giving us, narration and stories about the history of the area and the different cultures and groups that have really become one, right?
Yes, very much. Yeah, there's a real sense of unity here in the community. And with the interpreter and dressed in period costume as well, it's really nice. And she'll talk about the gold rush and the importance to the area, the importance of the First Nations and paddle wheelers themselves, because we're actually on the only paddle wheeler left on the Yukon. And at what time there was up to 250 of them.
Let's talk about how you got started, because I know you were saying before you're from Ontario, and now you're all the way up here. So,
So
what do you love about this place? You've been here for how long?
Came in 87, so 27 years or so. I think it's the extremes and the many different things. The summertime, there's June 21st during the solstice, there's 24 hours of daylight. Adversely, 6 months from then, it's there's a lot of darkness, and right now, we're going through about 6 minutes a day of losing our daylight. It's those extremes. There's a very tight community here. There's about 1,500 people and a real sense of community, hockey, and we find things to do. We make things happen.
And that's where, like, over the summer, what's the population, or at least the amount of people, is about 5,000 roughly or so in the summer? Is that
at least. There's some event weekends. We have one of the nation's best music festivals. And there's not a hotel room to be had. You got to call way ahead for that or bring a tent. Thousands of people.
Do you know a good hotel to stay at? Or
I sure do. The Triple J Hotel. We operate that as well. And it's going really well.
You like how I slid that in there? That
was
pretty
good.
Really appreciate that. So now, is there a website to check out more about the cruise? Or where can people find more information?
If you search the Triple J Hotel or Klondike Spirit. We're actually in the process of renewing and getting updating our website.
Revamping it a little bit?
Yes.
Well, we've got pictures from the cruise on our website, so people can go to, we've been saying it all hour, travel.jbonair.com, and we can link people through and pass along some information. So, Brad, thank you so much for having us. I'm going to head back inside and enjoy the cruise.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you, Jeremy. I look forward to meeting you in Winnipeg.
Well, yes, and then we'll come back next for the music festival.
We'll be right
here. All right, I want that same seat.
Super.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Back to the music.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.